They hooked him up, as he knew they would, to the obsidian cliff below the high reaches. Subversives were hooked up to die in full view of the settlement as a lesson. The exact meaning of the lesson was never clear. The three from the Warriors' Union hooked him up there in the dark, as they'd taken him in the dark, and Jephthah thought them cowards for this. His left eyelid was less swollen than the right, and he managed to work it open. A pale hint of dawn pried the starry sky away from the black cheek of the sea. Pre-dawn lights of a commuter ferry wallowed at the dark dockside down below him in the settlement. Like the rest, it loaded up the shift changes of workers at Project Voidship. Running lights from the submersible ferries flickered the night sea's blackness all the way from the settlement at Kalalok out to the project's launch tower complex. A maze of organic dikes and rock jetties fanned out both up and down coast, supporting the new aquaculture projects of Merman Mercantile, none of which had hired Jephthah after his fishing gear had been seized and his license revoked. His partner had kept a couple of fish for himself instead of registering them dockside. The director's new economy prohibited this, and the director's henchmen made a lesson of the both of them. Under the opening sky of morning, Jephthah felt himself lighten, then separate from his body. He peeled the pain from himself, his self wriggling free of its wounded skin like a molted screet, and watched the sagging wretch of his flesh from atop a boulder a couple of meters away. This far south, Pandora's days lasted nearly 14 hours. He wondered how many more breaths he had left in his sack of cracked ribs and pain. Marika, he thought. My Marika and our three little Watts. The Warriors' Union said they'd hunt them down, too. They would think maybe she had something to tell. They would claim that his woman and their three little ones were dangerous, subversive. They would start on the children to make her talk. And she could say nothing. She knew nothing. Jephthah squeezed his good eye closed against his blood and shame. The director's special squad of the Warriors' Union had pierced Jephthah's chest and back with Mackie hooks, steel fish hooks with a cruel incurve the size of his thumb. They caught the glimmer of fresh daylight like armor across his chest. The steel snaffles and cable leaders hung to his knees like a kilt. The glitter of the hooks, as well as the smell of his blood, would attract the dasher that would kill him. Jephthah had caught thousands of Mackie on hooks like these, set tens of thousands of these ganyons on hundreds of long lines. Most of them hung free now, clinking with his movements or the rare morning breeze. His weight hung from 24 of them, 12 puncturing the skin of his chest and 12 through his back. He thought this had a significance, too, but they had not told him what it was. But they had told him what he'd wanted to know for years. The shadows are real. Jephthah played the thought over and over. The shadows are real. Everyone had heard about these shadows, but no one he knew had ever met one. Now, in the last few months, had come the mysterious broadcasts on the holo, or the telly, or the radio, made by Shadowbox. Everybody said those were the work of the shadows. There were stories in every village about their fight to depose the director, Rajah Flattery, and hamstring his hired muscle. The nightly news reported daily on shadow activities, detoured supplies, food theft, sabotage. Anything unpopular or harmful to the director's cause was laid at the shadow's hatch, including natural disasters. Shadowbox, using pirated airspace and great expertise, reported on the director. Jephthah had whispered around many a hatchway trying to join up with the shadows, but no word came forward. Shadowbox had given him enough hope that he had set out to strike his own blow. He understood now that this was how the shadows worked. He'd wanted to destroy the seat of power itself, the main electrical station between the director's private compound and the sprawling manufacturing settlement